Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Is your wallet lighter than usual after a fun-filled summer? A little cash can go a long way, which is why the Chime checking account has tons of benefits you'll love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today. Get started at chime.com/fee-free.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Michigan is 8-0, number two in the country, as they do enter their bye week. And now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a man that's made a living this year in the end zone. And he had another touchdown, his 10th of the season, up against Michigan State. And that, of course, is wide receiver Roman Wilson. Roman, appreciate the time. Thanks for it. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me today, man.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So this has been such a successful season for you individually. 27 receptions, 446 yards, and 10 touchdowns. I know you've been given more of an opportunity this year, but why have you been able to really take that baton and take it to the level of dominance that you've been able to?
I don't know. Maybe at the end of the day, maybe it's a big secret, but one thing I like to think about is just, you know, focusing on like having good team success, you know, winning each week, not thinking about next week, or just focusing on our, you know, doing everything I can to make the team better, whether that's being blocking, giving good effort, trying to be a better leader, you know, taking my focus to the next level. I think all those things, they all add up, and then you start to have a lot of success by yourself.
And there's no ego on this team. You guys have a lot of mouths to feed. We know who the quarterback is. We know who the two running backs are. And there's a wide receiver each and every week that pops off for you guys. What is that camaraderie with the team like? Because it seems like you guys all feed off each other's success.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is the definition of a team. Everyone really loves each other. There's not really individual like cliques throughout the locker room. Everyone kind of hangs out with each other. We all have a good time. We all bond really well. So I think it's just knowing that I feel like each person on this team knows that the person right next to you is very good too. Just like you, like you're looking at yourself like, hey, I'm really good. But then I also understand that the guy next to me is also really good. So, I mean, it's just, you never know what's going to happen each week, whether it's going to be my turn or his turn or the guy next to him, you know, just keeps going. Someone's going to have a big week. And when it does, I feel like this team does a really good job of understanding that, you know, everyone's going to eat. It's not just going to be one guy every week.
There's a lot of unfinished business with this team, even with you guys winning the last two Big Ten championship games. So many people make the Penn State game and the Ohio State game, right, as the big talking points for this program. How do you guys block out all that noise and get to this elite level week in and week out where there's really not many hiccups for you guys?
Yeah, well, especially in college football, if you lose one game, that could be your season. So just understanding that you got to win every single week just to silence the fans sometimes, because the fans or whoever on Twitter or the internet or the media, they'll try to find anything to try to tear like what we've built up here down and kind of hate on it. So just understanding that we got to come out every week and every day and, you know, not take anything for granted and just give it all whenever we have the chance.
Talking to Roman Wilson right now, for you individually, with the team success and your individual success, more attention gets brought your way. People start talking about your future in the NFL. I'm just wondering, if an NFL GM came to you and said, Roman Wilson, what could you bring down the road to an NFL team? What would that answer be?
Just a guy who's ready to give it all, like everything I got just to win a game, man. You know, I love the win. That's all that matters in my heart. I'll do anything. I'll go out there and block. I'm playing special teams. You know, you need me to do something crazy, like I'm all for it. Like you want to put me on defense, I'll play defense. Whatever you got to do, like I'm ready to win a game. So that's what I want.
Roman Wilson here with us from the Michigan Wolverines, undefeated, ranked second in the country. They're in a bye week right now. I want to hear more about your upbringing. I know your background, growing up in Hawaii, you won four state titles. You guys won 38 straight games in high school. But tell me a little bit more about the high school version and even before that of Roman Wilson.
Yeah, so I was born and raised on the island of Maui. I grew up in Kihei. I'm a Kihei boy. That's what we like to call it. I went to St. Louis High School. It's got some big names there. Tua and Marcus Mariota went there. Yeah, I mean, there's not much to it. It's an all boys Catholic school. It was very hard, very dedicated. It was on a different island from where I was born, so it's very hard for me to be like, I got to leave all my friends behind, everything, and just move to the school and kind of start a new life for myself. And it was hard.
Did that help you though, adapt to the college lifestyle? Because going from Hawaii to Michigan is totally different.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helped me, like moving on from certain schools when I was younger and kind of having to like adapt into new cultures and meet new friends. So it made this transition from Hawaii to Michigan a little bit easier.
We've seen so many people from Hawaii go on to dominate college football and also have successful NFL careers. Who were some of the players though, when you were growing up as a kid paying attention to football, that you really gravitated towards and kind of looked up to?
Yeah, for me, like in middle school, it was Marcus Mariota a lot, just watching him go out there and win the Heisman. I remember being in like 7th grade or 8th grade and watching him get drafted after school. I was like, that was a big deal for me. And then right after that, it was Tua. I mean, I still remember this. I was in a driver's ed class, and I was in the back of my computer watching a national championship game, and I saw him come in and do his thing. And to me, like, that's when I knew that, I really wanted to go and play college football because, man, what he did like made me feel like that's what I wanted. I wanted to replicate that, and I kind of want to give back to the community like both those guys do, and kind of way they step up for Hawaii and be a role model for them.
Based off you saying what you just did, and it was a great answer, Roman Wilson here with us from the Michigan football team. Why did you ultimately choose to spend your college career at Michigan?
Just the school and the culture and everything. Coming here, I think we were ranked 6th at the time, and that's something I want to be a part of. I want to be a team that can win the national championship. I want to be a team that is a brotherhood for life, not just I'm just going to go through this cycle and get kicked out once my years are over. But once I'm done here, like I can always come back. They always welcome me back. They want me back. I'm going to be a Michigan man for life. So that's what I want to be a part of.
Let me ask you about your quarterback, JJ McCarthy. He's having a sensational season. Just with your time being his wide receiver and seeing the work that he puts in, how have you seen him over the years grow as a player?
I mean, just stepping into that leadership role and becoming a leader of this team. Even when he was a younger guy, he's still a leader. Like he's our guy. Like there's no other way to put it. Like that's my guy. Like if I need something, I'm gonna call him up. Like he gives back to our team a lot more than probably anybody does or has to. He's a cool vibey guy to be around. Very chill. Very. I feel like I can come to him and talk to him about whatever. And he's also like just fun to be around. He's never a negative guy. I feel like every time I come to him, like we're always laughing, having a good time. And he also puts in a lot of work and something that I like to do too. So I feel like we bond over that a lot.
He has put himself right in the conversation to go win the Heisman. He's right now, I know you can't participate in this, but he's the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. If you had to make a pitch, like I'm a Heisman voter, why should people vote for JJ McCarthy to win the Heisman this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's just the best of everything. I mean, I think somebody asked him about the trophy. He's just like, bro, I don't even care about it. Like, that's how locked in he is on this team. Like, he's the best leader. He's the best thrower. He's the best, like, on his legs. He's best at everything, like, reading coverages, all that. Like, he's the best of both worlds, not just one category. Like, he has everything.
How did you find out this offseason, by the way, when Blake Corum was coming back? Because that was a big piece of news for the Michigan team and a big jolt of energy for your program.
I found out just like everybody else. I was at home watching it, but I kind of had a feeling he was coming back. He's got a little itch. He's got a scratch. So I mean, it was great to have him back. He's an elite player, probably one of a kind. You don't see him like too often. So it was very, very good, very exciting to see him come back.
Wrapping up with Roman Wilson, I got to ask you about the scandal right now that's going on with the sign stealing allegations. People are now calling Michigan cheaters. They're calling your coach into question. Just how do you respond to that? And when you hear those things, just how do you process it?
Someone in this building like said it perfectly. We're whatever and oh right now, very good team. Someone's gonna try to do something to tear us down, no matter what it is. And you just gotta block it out. It is what it is. Someone's gonna try to tear us down. You gotta leave it alone.
Were the allegations at all when they were made public? Did they come to a surprise to you, or like, wow, I wasn't expecting this to happen?
No, I feel like every year I've been here, something's always come up with someone trying to like make some allegation or some scandal. So it's not a big surprise. I mean, we are Michigan. We're a big name, so it comes with it too.
Last thing I'll ask you, just when you take a look at this college experience so far, and I know that you have your eyes set on going undefeated, right? Winning the national championship game, beating Penn State, Ohio State, win another Big Ten championship and winning it all. But when you reflect on your career so far at Michigan, just what are some of the memories that come back to mind with what you've already been able to accomplish?
For me, probably just growth. I mean, coming in here in 2020 and having a really, really hard year and seeing the culture and the rise of this team go from 2020 to 21. And then it's like, oh, how much better can we get from 21 to 22? And now it's, oh, how much better can we get from 22 to 23? I mean, people keep saying we're such a good team, but we still have so much more like space to go and so much time to get better. Like, you know what I mean?
What's your favorite Harbaugh story, by the way?
Probably lights just turned off.
It's all right. You can continue. It's good. We can still see it.
Favorite Harbaugh story is probably seen him in the cold tub with his khakis on.
Wait, he has the khakis on in the cold tub?
Yeah, khakis in the cold tub.
Man, that's someone that never breaks character. Well, yeah. Hey, Roman Wilson, you have an incredible season, 10 touchdowns. We're excited to see what keeps on happening with the football team. Appreciate you doing this and good luck today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.